Okay, it's time to talk wheels. It's the Car Guy Show with automotive consumer tips, industry updates, interviews, and enthusiast news. If you care about cars, this show's for you. Now you're tuned in, so let's get tuned up with your host. Here he is, Steve Ford, the Car Guy.
Hello and welcome to another segment of the Car Guy Show here coming at you from the broadcast tower of News Talk 990 KTMS. We're connecting you with automotive consumer and enthusiast news, insights and interviews, anywhere you're hearing our signal in Santa Barbara and the surrounding communities. In today's program, we're moving in for a close-up view into the world of internationally famous Barrett-Jackson auctions, where some of the finest collector automobiles change owners each year. And, at the same time, everyday car buffs and even an increasing number of investors enter the auction world. Our upcoming guest, Craig Jackson, is CEO of Barrett Jackson, and when that recent $4.6 million sale occurred for TV's original Batmobile, he was right there to see the gavel hit the block. So, with that, our guest, Craig Jackson, welcome to the Car Guy Show.
Well, thank you.
It's good to be able to reconnect with you across the miles here by phone. We did the same thing a number of years back. It was fun to talk with you before, but when I talked with you the last time on this show, you were not at the lead position, and I acknowledge that your dad and your mother have since passed on, and your brother, and it's both a wonderful thing to be able to take the reins and lead as you're doing, but it's also, I'm sure, with some heartfelt reflection that you now feel the responsibility.
Absolutely. You know, my mother had a great life. She lived to be 90 years old, so no regrets there.
Yeah, you got good genes.
We miss her, but she's still in our thoughts all the time. Whenever we make a decision, we think, well, how would Nellie handle that? My brother and I worked in the company side by side, so when he passed away, I took the reins. I was well-groomed and knew how to run the company.
Yeah.
But I took it in a different direction. I made it more of an event. I put us live on TV and really started embracing the internet and modern technology, and trying to make it an automotive lifestyle event, not just a car auction. And I think that has really grown over the years.
How do you see that unfolding as you expected, or maybe in ways that you might not have expected, when you say a lifestyle event, not just automotive?
Well, TV helped immensely.
Yeah.
The lifestyle event comes about because it's a week-long event that has hundreds of vendors and automotive type displays as spectators to see everything.
Right, right.
It is one of those things when I talk to my customers, like, you know, if I got a car in the morning and a car in the afternoon and one in the evening, what do we do in the meantime other than just sit and watch the auction?
Yeah.
Now I go out and do test drives and new cars with Ford, General Motors, Chrysler. You can go on the dynos over at Ford. There's so many different things to go do at Barrett-Jackson that it truly is an event that the car auctions at the center, but it is truly a massive lifestyle event. Yes, and wives like to come as much as husbands. Yeah. Where in the old days, you know, it was primarily just a good old boys network.
Sure.
Came and bought a car or sold a car, and we have fashion shows, we have galas, we have all sorts of things for every member of the family.
Yeah, which is cool. So I must say, I laughed a few weeks back about the Batmobile going for $4.6 million. Now, what was that projected? That was, for folks listening who might not have caught the news, the famous TV series of the mid to late 1960s. What was that, 67, Craig?
66.
66, okay. So the Batmobile was in George Barris's creation of a Lincoln Futura show car that was modified and decorated to look great on Batman, you know, in that series. It went for $4.6 million. What was it projected to sell at?
Well, he wanted between $3 to $5 million. And he thought on the top end it would bring $5 million. Bottom line, he had a reserve of $3 million. You know, there were people that were saying, oh, it'll never bring that kind of money. We're like, well, the Lincoln Futura, if you restored it back to that, it's probably worth a couple $1 million.
Right.
And the notoriety and that series that the Batmobile was in is iconic Americana.
It is, yeah. So he anticipated
there's a lot
that.
Of other Batmobiles after it.
Yeah.
But this is the Batmobile.
I follow, sure.
And that's what's different.
Yeah. Well, it comes across when you see that kind of a number. You've watched values go up pretty dramatically over the past 10 years. Am I correct to say, Craig, that it's actually maybe caught you a little bit by surprise at times to see some of the numbers as investor values in these vehicles has increased?
Yes, and it's a good thing across the board. You know, if cars aren't bringing the amount of value that it takes to restore them or the price of the parts, nobody's going to restore them. Nobody's going to cherish these vehicles.
Right.
And, you know, we sell all segments. We sell the blue chip, you know, our salon series cars, which, you know, 10 of those were over $1 million, several of them over $2 million.
Right.
But we also sell cars of all segments. To get into car collecting, you don't have to just be a millionaire. Some people want a blue chip car that's a trailer queen. Other people want a car that's a numbers matching car, but it's maybe a number three. It's a driver.
Right.
And then other people look at it and say, okay, I want a car I could just go out and drive every day that's dependable. And they'll buy a resto mod. And I sold $22 million worth of resto mod.
Pardon me, but let me pause for a second so the audience can track with us. A resto mod gives the restoration person or owner liberty to break with the authenticity a bit and kind of go sideways whenever they want. Is that fair to say?
Yeah, well, I mean, it's a car that's restored to look pretty stock.
Yeah.
That has all modern contemporary drivetrain underneath
right.
it.
Right.
It could be a 58 Corvette. I sold one in Palm Beach a couple of years ago for $285,000. It had a C6 underneath, a sixth-generation Corvette.
Yeah, I'm thinking,
It had a modern Corvette, fully running drivetrain underneath
right.
58 body.
Yeah.
And the quality of the workmanship in these cars
impeccable.
Is absolutely phenomenal. And some points, they'll bring more money than a stock car.
Yeah.
And it's a different mindset of it's somebody that wants that look of a car.
Right.
That they want it to run on pump gas. They want it to have air conditioning. They want it to steer. They want it to stop. A lot of things that didn't happen maybe back in that era.
Sure.
And we sell resto mods in all genres. We sell restos in classics.
Yeah.
In 50s cars, and quite a few of them are in the 60s muscle cars
sure.
or Corvettes.
But what about trucks? Mustangs. Do you see like 56 Ford bodies put on later model truck chassis, platforms, that type of thing, just for truck folks that are out there?
Yeah, there's resto-modded trucks.
Yeah.
You name it. We're selling resto-modded Rolls or resto-modded Bentley in Palm Beach.
That's great.
We've all different types.
I guess
sold Packards and
yeah.
resto models.
Fantastic. You know, but I look back at the XJ model Jaguars of the 70s where people would buy an XJ and put in a small block Chevy. It would still look like a Jaguar, but they'd have the longevity and reliability, let's say, that they wanted in a small block Chevy, and they'd eliminate that inline six as authentic as it would be. They went away from that. Would that be kind of the beginning of people taking something that was
a
classic?
Yeah, people did that, and actually there's a company in England now, if you watch Top Gear, that totally goes through that era of Jaguar and updates it all to modern technology, and they're very expensive cars.
So it's changed a bit in that there's been some creativity in this past 10 years, I take it, where you would otherwise have seen cars based on their authenticity or being Pebble Beach winners or things like this. You're seeing some niches that are growing into their own substantial place, like the retro mods. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. So
yeah.
$29 million worth of cars in our salon. That's all numbers matching. The Batmobile was part of that. Clark Gable's 55 Mercedes-Benz that sold for over $2 million. The Talbot Lago Grand Sport that sold for over $2 million.
Right.
Those types of cars.
Sure.
Just true blue chip, numbers matching, the best of the best.
Sure.
And then we sell cars that are not stock,
right.
which years ago would have been a sacrilege. And looking at it, most of the cars that are converted into these didn't have much of a life. It was a six-cylinder car. It's a low horsepower. It's not that desirable where it's either going to become a donor car or it's going to get a second lease on life.
And the second lease on life means you're going to break with the authenticity and put in the engine that makes the thing fly. You're going for...
Yeah, it makes it dependable and run on pump gas.
Right,
and,
right.
You know, a lot of the old muscle cars, you know, I collect them.
Yeah.
So you got to have a good supply of 110 octane.
Sure.
Don't drive further than a half a tank because you can't go find it anywhere.
Oh, I see your point. Yeah, the idea of the modern reliability but the old style look.
Absolute safety and comfort.
Sure. Sure.
Creature comforts inside of these vehicles.
Right. You want a 55 Chevy Bel Air with heated seats, this is a retro mod.
Heated seats.
I'm kidding.
DVD player in it, Bluetooth. So you
GPS.
Can talk things free on your phone.
Yeah.
leather,
stuff that would,
which you have in a modern car.
Got it. Pardon me, but I want to take us out to a break very quickly and come back and finish up with you on the topic of going to an auction for the first time, whether as a spectator or as somebody who wants to sell, a first-time seller. Could we do that?
Sure.
Okay. Folks, you're tuned in to News Talk 990 KTMS, and you are tuned into the Car Guy Show. We're talking with Craig Jackson, CEO of Barrett Jackson Auctions. When we come back, we'll give you some insights about what you need to know if you want to go to one of these upcoming auctions. And there are a few we'll close out with to tell you the calendar ahead, finishing out 2013 and into 2014, what you can do in your own journey into auctions. Stay with us.
When it comes to keeping your wheels looking like new, whether you're a passionate car buff or a daily commuter who simply seeks the best in value and integrity, there's a name in Santa Barbara that fits both profiles. Tri-County Auto Glass. Today's auto glass installers all have to service more sophisticated and precise automobiles than just a decade ago. And while the majority of auto glass businesses have state-of-the-art tools and equipment, what we all know is harder to find are the industry-certified craftspeople and the highest levels of customer service, which is why Tri-County Glass customers range from Concord Elegance level show car owners to everyday family sedan and pickup truck owners. Rock Chip repairs or glass replacement with lifetime repair credit and 30 years in Santa Barbara. While a positive word of mouth reputation may bring you in, courtesy, quality, and that new window glass shine will bring you back. Tri-County Auto Glass, downtown Santa Barbara. Call them or stop in for a quote on a window repair or replacement today. 963-6200. That's 963-6200.
I'm Scott Budo, owner, manager, and a certified auto glass technician. At Tri-County Auto Glass, we are about quality, safety, and value.
In the old-time movies, you used to see an automobile junkyard as a place with rusty old wrecks and big cranes scrapping obsolete machines. Those days were black and white, and today's a world of digital full color. And in the new era of the green car, Steelhead Auto Recycling is at the leading edge of used auto parts. As new and future cars approach 100% recyclability, more than 70% of even older car and truck parts find new life as they come back in service at Steelhead Auto Recyclers, which means huge savings for you. You'll save on major parts such as engines and transmissions, but you can also repair and refresh your wheels with money-saving body trim and accessory parts from hubcaps to glass, doors, fenders, taillights, and accessories. With a full-service counter and national parts search power and the new self-service section at Steelhead Auto Recycling, you'll save both ways. Plus the security of a full 90-day warranty on all parts. Digital on the web at buyused.net or analog by phone at 683-8557. That's 683-8557. Steelhead Auto Recycling.
So you're one of those lucky car enthusiasts who has the privilege of owning a rare vintage antique or maybe one of those British specialty cars, the kind that makes heads turn and brings compliments at stoplights. Let's say a Model A Ford, a 29 Buick, or one of those stunning Packards from the 1930s. But one of the challenges of these rare vehicles is finding an auto professional who can wake up that historic machine so the engine will sing that special tune, or have headlights that both glow equally. Maybe just an old-fashioned tune-up the way it used to be, or even servicing that other ancient device, a carburetor. Sounds like a long time ago? Not at East West Motors, where servicing, repairing, and reviving mechanical gems is a daily craft. Owned and operated by a veteran Concord Elegance judge who knows what 100-point quality looks like. At East West Motors, you experience what 100-point collector car service feels like. Call 965-7003. That's 965-7003. It's the best shop this side of Radiator Springs.
My name is Roy Miller, and I approve of this message.
Hey, you know about getting the job done right. If you want it done right, do it yourself. Well, that's what car and truck buffs, owners of classics, custom cars, and wise consumers know when they visit Daily Car Bath, Santa Barbara's downtown coin-operated car wash supercenter for more than 40 years. After discovering Daily Car Bath for my own cars, I've returned to give my machines the superior wash and cleaning care that all car buffs appreciate. At Daily Car Bath, you'll find premium hog's hair wash brushes with conditioned soft water and five stalls with foaming high-sudsing auto shampoo that literally floats debris off your vehicle's finish. along with consistent high-pressure washing and available non-acid, low-pressure wheel and tire cleaner. And for that special finish, DINI spot-free rinse to help dissolve and eliminate mineral spot and spray wax formulated with clear coat protectant included in the cycle. See why Daily Car Bath is known as the place where customers send their friends. And take it from a fellow car buff. When it comes to the best in car care appearance, you'll find it all at Daily Car Bath, open 24 hours a day at the corner of Anna Kappa and Coda Streets. Quality, economy, and that showroom shine.
Auto Parts, may I help you?
Yeah, you stock serpentine belts?
Serpentine? What do you have, a snake under your hood? Parts counter, what's up?
Yeah, I need pads and rotors for an 02 Ford Mustang.
Pads and a distributor rotor? You mean pads and drums?
No, pads and rotors. I think I'll try a few more calls.
Larry's Auto Parts, Phil.
I'm looking for pads and front rotors for an 02 Mustang.
Okay, we stocked the pads. What's your concern on the rotors?
Sounds like the pads have just hit metal.
Well, bring them in and let's measure them. There's a good chance we can machine them for a fresh surface and save you money, too.
Well, yeah. Hey, what about windshield wipers?
Well, we stock wipers and we offer free installation. And in most cases, just the refills without buying the entire blade.
More than auto parts, more than service. Along with a national CarQuest brand. Expertise you experience every visit. Larry's 8-Day Auto Parts, Old Town, Goleta, 964-3545. That's 964-3545.
I'm Larry's Auto Parts owner, Phil Unander. Our team is here to be your solution.
And we are back talking with Craig Jackson, CEO of Barrett Jackson Auctions, about the auction world today as it's changed into 2013, where it's going, and information for you if you'd like to consider selling one of your exotic collector or muscle cars, or perhaps considering buying one, or just venturing in as a spectator. It has gone on across the country. It's coming up in several venues that you can catch if you want to travel on vacation or just go for the day or one of the days. It's something you might want to take in. Craig, when we went out to the break, we talked about the possibility of pulling people in to the auction world who might consider going beyond listening to us talk about it to actually either selling or buying or being a spectator. What would you want people to understand in the trends and where we're going as sellers? Would you agree that cars have suddenly become a far more attractive investment than they've ever been before? That's kind of a selling statement.
Well, things go in slow. I would say, you know, we had a big run-up of prices in 89 and 90.
Yep.
That was artificially fueled by a lot of people just speculating on cars.
Yes.
I don't sense people speculating nowadays. People are buying them that want them. They're also a good investment.
Right.
And, you know, they don't care how long they keep them. One of the great things that through the last couple recessions is you didn't get a huge glut of cars on the market because
right.
a lot of the guys loved the cars and
yeah.
didn't need to sell them. The only time you really get that is what happened in 89 and 90. You had a lot of foreign money that came in that were buying the cars, and they didn't really care to hold the cars. And they would buy them, and they'd be for sale instantly. Now you've got guys that buy them. And people will ask me, you know, well, didn't you sell that car a couple of years ago?
Yeah.
He bought it.
Right.
Here's an interesting statistic. Around 50% of the bidders at our auctions yep. are usually come in for the first time.
Okay.
The next biggest, and they'll buy usually somewhere around 40% of the cars. The next biggest chunk is the people that came and sold a car, turned around and bought a car.
Yes.
That usually, give or take, is around 40% of the sales. That means 20% of the sales at an auction are previous are people that come to every auction and just buy. In the fact, you got a lot of new people.
Yeah.
And the people that are selling are turning around and buying more expensive cars as they move up.
Would you call that, now let me just clarify for the demographic, if I can call it that, the income level, the wealth level, what have you. In that 20%, does that largely represent people who, let's say, are in the income range of $500,000 to $2 million a year and more? Or is that people that make $75,000 to $150,000 or $200,000 a year? What's that 20%?
It covers broad demographics.
Yeah.
Obviously, it depends on what we're offering in Scottsdale.
Right.
It's a lot more of the older money buying the bigger cars than
right.
Palm Beach.
Right.
I have a huge influx of people that just walk in off the streets that they're in that first-time
Yes.
Part.
They're curious.
And then they'll start coming back.
Right.
But they won't go to all my other auctions. It's like they'll wait once a year to come to Palm Beach, and they'll buy a car, and then they'll turn around. Or if they don't get one, they'll come back the next year. And part of what this growth has been.
Newcomers? Are you saying the newcomers are kind of an influx of new investment money and new curiosity?
Yeah, it's people that, you put your money where you feel it's safe. If the market, it's great now. It's at 14,000. It wasn't too long ago. It's at 6,500.
Yeah.
If tomorrow somebody does something stupid and it drops to 6,000, would you rather have a car or a piece of stock?
Exactly. Tell me that. Pardon me for a quick jump in there. But, Craig, there's some marks that have been more stable than others. Is it reasonable to try to give some insight for us, the everyday car buffs and motorists, to understand what are the prized marks for stability? I'm thinking, let's say, for example, Bugatti. You almost can't go wrong with something like that, or a Tabolago.
Bugatti's, a lot of the European classics, the Ferraris have had a huge run-up. Again, Ferraris had a huge run-up in 89 and 90.
Yeah.
As they say, the faster it rises, the faster it falls.
Sure.
They also fell the fastest.
Yes.
The more stable that has been is the cars that there's a lot of, but there's a lot of them because people wanted them when they were new. There's a lot of them.
Yeah.
I would say they're more stable to the, they don't go up as fast.
Yes.
They also don't go down as fast.
What are examples of marks?
Which like Narrows and Mustangs.
Like Z28s, a 69 Z28 or a 70 Mach 1 or Boss 302?
Those are all, very good staple items.
Yep.
We have an index of six cars, and in it you've got an XKE and you've got a Z28, cars that we sell a lot of.
Right.
And that index has outbeat S&P, the Dow, and everything over the past 10 years that we've been doing the index.
Yes, very attractive. I'm thinking, hey, this is a good excuse to tell my wife I want to go buy a Hemi Cuda, a 70 or a 70 Challenger. I'm kidding. But it would be like, look, honey, we're going to get a better return than that stock portfolio.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'm not good at stocks. Every time I tend to buy at the top, sell at the low. If the car's not, I'll just put it back in my garage.
Thank you. And be happy to look at it there, right? And
be happy to look at it.
I guess I can't.
I had a car for sale in Scottsdale.
Yeah.
People say, that was a lot of money bid on it.
Right.
It's the only one in the world. So, apparently it wasn't enough. We only no-sailed four cars in the auction out of 1380.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, this year one of them was mine. I thought the car would do $3 million plus.
Yeah. And what did it sell at?
At the end of the day, I love the car, and I'm happy it's sitting in the middle of my my garage on the turntable.
So you had a reserve on it then?
Yes, that was one of the cars that had a reserve.
Okay.
Because it was a multi-million-dollar car.
Sure. And you need to protect...
In the auction, there was only 18 cars with reserves.
Hey, Craig, I just figured it out. I'm going to go to my stockbroker and say, I want to invest a lot of money with you, all that I can rally up here and give you. I just want you to promise me a reserve. Does that work?
Yeah.
Hey, cars are a good investment. Okay, so somebody's thinking about going to what we have coming up. You want to fly to Palm Beach, April 4th through the 6th, 2013. Hot August nights this summer up in Reno, August 10th. I'm sorry, 8th to the 10th. Do I have that right?
That's correct.
And then you have in September the 26th and 26th through the 28th in Las Vegas. Is that right?
That's correct.
Okay. So, folks, we're not talking about a drive necessarily unless you want to go out next year to Scottsdale. What's next year at Scottsdale? What dates? Do you have those?
Okay. It will usually be the same weekend. It's usually like around the 10th, 12th.
Mm-hmm.
To the 20th.
Okay.
It's usually the third week of January.
Okay. So in January 2014, the third week approximately, you can go to Scottsdale, Arizona. That's a drive. But otherwise, we'd be taking a flight out to Palm Beach or maybe a drive up to Reno in August for the 8th to the 10th. But I wanted the audience to know there are several opportunities, or off to Las Vegas the 26th to the 28th of September this year. So if they're thinking about going, what kind of things do you want people to know if they're going as a first time? Maybe some quick items that you want to, like a reserve. When you're like watching a ball game, you have to have a little bit of the vocabulary. Reserve X number of dollars from your savings, get a letter of what? What do we do?
A letter of guarantee from your banker.
Yeah.
The easiest way to walk people through this is to go to our website,
Barrett-Jackson.com, and
under the how to buy and how to sell,
we will
walk you through that part.
Right.
There's a lot of things, on selling your car. A lot of people, they'll consign a car and they'll ask, when do you think it's going to go over the block? And I'm really simplifying it because the process involves us making sure, one, what the car is.
Right.
And sometimes we're the bearer of bad news where a guy will call up and say he wants to sell the GTO. And after we do our due diligence, we call him back and tell him, you know, we'd like to accept your Tempest at the auction, but you need to change your car description because it didn't start life as a GTO.
You know what the problem is, Craig? You know too much. Right?
Yeah, well, the guy that buys it is going to have someone look at it, or it's going to come to the auction. And sometimes we find these things out when the cars are at the auction. And because it was such a large footprint, you know, we had a feature car at Vegas, an LS6, that the blogs fired up and said it was not a real car. And after we did our due diligence, looking at the car, they were right.
Yeah.
So we made the owner change the car description on it.
So, you
try to do our due diligence up front, but the person coming to buy the car needs to do due diligence also. What they want to buy, what they want to pay. Yeah. But as we're going through the consignment process, it's verifying, you know, as much as we can what the car is and having a meeting of the minds on what the value of the car is. Predominantly, we're no reserve, but that doesn't mean we'll take a car unless we have a meeting of the mind with the owner as to what the value of the car is.
It is very much like real estate. People who own their homes, they're very close to it. They know what the market value is for their neighbor, but they think their home is better than their neighbor's home. And you're in an analogous way, you're taking people back to reality, just like home ownership can be, where, you know, you want $1.7 million for your home, but nobody sold a home in your neighborhood for more than $1.2 million. So we have to find the validity to what the market's going to reasonably deliver.
Yeah, and people will hit home runs, you know, and if they have a rare car, if it's, you know, it's not something that's easy to find.
Sure.
But we still want people to be realistic as to what the values of the cars are.
Yeah.
So and we walk through that process. But what I was getting to, after we go through this process, you know, we'll consign a car and do a first timer.
Right.
You know, well, when's it going to sell? You know, we can't guarantee you, but we're pretty close an hour swing one way or another. Here's when it's going to go over the block.
Right.
We're actually a little closer than that.
Yeah.
Because we have to meet our clients on TV.
Yeah.
They'll say, good, I'll bring it over an hour before that. No. You need to bring the car in the start of the week.
Yeah.
You need to stand by your car. You need to tell the story about your car.
Yeah, this is not a...
Your job is to tell people if they want to know if it's been restored, and who restored it. You have receipts. You have pictures.
Yeah.
You need to help tell the story of your car. Your car can't sit out there by itself and tell the story.
Yep.
On the buyer's side, they need to have a better idea of what they want to buy when they come to the auction and what they want to spend before they get into the auction arena. And if you want to bid on a car, I tell those people all the time, the only way you can is get in there and bid. A very well-known celebrity came up to me in Scottsdale, and he goes, I think they should have waited on that car because I wanted to bid on it. So I asked him, did you ever bid on the car in the 3 minutes it was on the block?
Yeah.
No, I was waiting for the end. So out of these 12,000 people, how are we supposed to see you if you never bid on the car?
Yeah.
But you want to, and he's a smart guy.
Yeah.
He comes to the auctions all the time. Yeah. He wants to slide in just as we're getting ready to say sold, bid, and then have him drop the hammer.
You're right.
It doesn't work like that.
Mental telepathy.
We are looking at you when you're bidding. If you're not bidding, we're not looking at
That's
you.
That's right. I got
we're
it.
We're trying.
Yeah.
But you got to get our attention and get in the process and not try to wait till the end.
So if you're going to be a spectator, know that you're going to be a spectator. If you're going to be a buyer, you got to be actively out there. It's not a passive.
You got to get out there. You got to get the wingman's attention.
Yep.
Everybody's got to know that you're involved in this car, and we got to be looking at you.
Yeah, fantastic.
Good.
Yep. Yeah, that's it. Showtime. You're here. Bring your bank to your letter.
Okay. Well, when you were in baseball, did you wait for him to throw the three pitches, and then you started swinging?
That's right. No, that's good information.
You're out.
Yeah, it's the game over. Hey,
you need to get in there and start swinging.
Yeah, I'm there. If you're up on the, if you're ready to bat, you better bring your bat and be ready to hit the ball. Craig, your website is Barrett-Jackson. It's spelled Barrett-Jackson, Jackson, Barrett-Jackson.com, and there, folks can go into a little bit of information. You've got a lot of information for either a buyer, seller, or a spectator. So with the time we've had, I think folks can get a sense of the excitement and the incredible array of fine vehicles. And it's just something that's a cultural experience, if not someplace to put your investment. Is that fair to say?
Absolutely. It's one of the greatest car shows. It's it's where the who's who of car collecting all come together to have
Absolutely.
Fun. It doesn't matter whether you're a celebrity, a CEO, or you just like cars.
Absolutely.
Everybody blends together
and,
there at Jackson.
And we all speak the same language. Car vocabulary and brands, Packard, Bugatti, Tabulago, Maserati, Ferrari. It's all, everybody speaks that language to a certain level, but it's pretty rich from the finest automobiles in the world, including the Batmobile recently. Good stuff, Craig. The website, Barrett-Jackson.com. Folks, go to that website. You can take it deeper and think about going to Hot August Nights, August 8th through the 10th in Reno, 2013. Palm Beach coming up sooner in April 4th to the 6th, Palm Beach, Florida. Or the 26th through the 28th of September in Las Vegas. Craig Jackson, CEO of Barrett Jackson, thank you for your time today, and we'll look forward to talking down the road and saving our money to look out to what we might be able to invest in at one of the upcoming auctions. Thanks for your time.
Well, thank you.
And thank all of you for joining us in this segment on the World of Wheels, and this brings us to the close of another visit with all of you here on The Car Guy Show. Join us here again next week for another segment from the Coastal Riviera, right here in Santa Barbara on News Talk 990 KTMS and Automotive Travels at thecarguy.com. Keeping you car wise, I'm Steve Ford, the Car Guy.